Divine Office. From ancient times, the Church has had the custom of celebrating each day the Liturgy of the Hours. In this way, the Church fulfills the Lord's precept to pray without ceasing, at once offering praise to God the Father and interceding for the salvation of the world. Thursday, Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Their own strength could not save them. It was your strength and the light of your face.
Their own strength could not save them.
It was your strength and the light of your face.
We heard with our own ears, O God. Our fathers have told us the story of the things you did in their days, you, yourself, in days long ago.
To plant them, you uprooted the nations. to let them spread you laid peoples low. No sword of their own won the land, no arm of their own brought them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you loved them.
It is you, my king, my God, who granted victories to Jacob. Through you, we beat down our foes. In your name, we trampled our aggressors.
For it was not in my bow that I trusted, nor yet was I saved by my sword. It was you who saved us from our foes. It was you who put our foes to shame. All day long our boast was in God, and we praised your name without ceasing.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Their own strength could not save them. It was your strength and the light of your face.
Turn back to the Lord. He will not hide his face.
Turn back to the Lord. He will not hide his face.
Yet now you have rejected us, disgraced us. You no longer go forth with our armies. You make us retreat from the foe, and our enemies plunder us at will.
You make us like sheep for the slaughter, and scatter us among the nations. You sell your own people for nothing, and make no profit by the sale.
You make us the taunt of our neighbors, the laughingstock of all who are near. Among the nations, you make us a byword, among the peoples a thing of derision.
All day long my disgrace is before me. My face is covered with shame at the voice of the taunter, the scoffer, at the sight of the foe and avenger.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Turn back to the Lord. He will not hide his face.
Arise, Lord, do not abandon us forever.
Arise, Lord, do not abandon us forever.
This befell us, that we had not forgotten you, though we had not been false to your covenant, though we had not withdrawn our hearts, though our feet had not strayed from your path. Yet you have crushed us in a place of sorrows and covered us with the shadow of death.
Had we forgotten the name of our God, or stretched out our hands to another God? Would not God have found this out, he who knows the secrets of the heart? It is for you we face death all day long and are counted as sheep for the slaughter.
Awake, O Lord. Why do you sleep? Arise, do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face and forget our oppression and misery?
For we are brought down low to the dust. Our body lies prostrate on the earth. Stand up and come to our help. Redeem us because of your love.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you foretold that we would share in the persecutions that brought you to a violent death. The church formed at the cost of your precious blood has even now conformed to your passion. May it be transformed now and eternally by the power of your resurrection.
Arise, Lord, do not abandon us forever.
Let the light of your face shine on me, O Lord.
Teach me your ways of holiness.
The beginning of the second letter of the Apostle Paul to the Thessalonians. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the Church of the Thessalonians, who belong to God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be yours from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. It is no more than right that we thank God unceasingly for you, brothers, because your faith grows apace and your mutual love increases, so much so that in God's communities we can boast of your constancy and your faith in persecution and trial. You endure these as an expression of God's just judgment in order to be found worthy of his kingdom. It is for his kingdom you suffer, even if strict justice would require that God visit hardships on those who visit them on you. He will provide relief to you who are sorely tried, as well as to us, when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, when, with flaming power, he will inflict punishment on those who do not acknowledge God nor heed the good news of our Lord Jesus. Such as these will suffer the penalty of eternal ruin, apart from the presence of the Lord and the glory of his might on the day when he comes, to be glorified in his holy ones and adored by all who have believed, for you already have our witness to you. We pray for you always that our God may make you worthy of his call and fulfill by his power every honest intention and work of faith. In this way, the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you in him, in accord with the gracious gift of our God and of the Lord Jesus Christ.
The Lord will come to be glorified in his holy ones,
and to be adored by all who have believed in him.
The Lord is faithful in all his words and loving in all his deeds,
and to be adored by all who have believed in him.
A reading from the Catechesis by St. Cyril of Jerusalem, Bishop. The Catholic Church glories in every deed of Christ. Her supreme glory, however, is the cross. Well aware of this, Paul says, "God forbid that I glory in anything but the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ." At Siloam, there was a sense of wonder, and rightly so. A man born blind recovered his sight. But of what importance is this when there are so many blind people in the world? Lazarus rose from the dead, but even this only affected Lazarus. What of those countless numbers who have died because of their sins? Those 5 miraculous loaves fed 5,000 people. Yet this is a small number compared to those all over the world who were starved by ignorance. After 18 years, a woman was freed from the bondage of Satan. But are we not all shackled by the chains of our own sins? For us all, however, the cross is the crown of victory. It has brought light to those blinded by ignorance. It has released those enslaved by sin. Indeed, it has redeemed the whole of mankind. Do not then be ashamed of the cross of Christ. Rather, glory in it. Although it is a stumbling block to the Jews and folly to the Gentiles, the message of the cross is our salvation. Of course, it is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is not a mere man who died for us, but the Son of God, God made man. In the Mosaic law, a sacrificial lamb banished the destroyer. But now it is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Will he not free us from our sins even more? The blood of an animal, a sheep, brought salvation. Will not the blood of the only begotten Son bring us greater salvation? He was not killed by violence. He was not forced to give up his life. His was a willing sacrifice. Listen to his own words. "I have the power to lay down my life and to take it up again. Yes, he willingly submitted to his own passion. He took joy in his achievement. In his crown of victory he was glad, and in the salvation of man he rejoiced. He did not blush at the cross, for by it he was to save the world. No, it was not a lowly man who suffered, but God incarnate. He entered the contest for the reward he would win by his patient endurance. Certainly in times of tranquility, the cross should give you joy, but maintain the same faith in times of persecution. Otherwise, you will be a friend of Jesus in times of peace, and his enemy during war. Now you receive the forgiveness of your sins, and the generous gift of grace from your King. When war comes, fight courageously for him. Jesus never sinned, yet he was crucified for you. Will you refuse to be crucified for him who for your sake was nailed to the cross? You are not the one who gives the favor. You have received one first. For your sake, he was crucified on Golgotha. Now you are returning his favor. You are fulfilling your debt to him.
To those who are on the way to destruction, the message of the cross is foolishness.
But we who are on the way to salvation see it as the proof of God's power.
We preach a crucified Christ, an obstacle to the Jews, sheer madness to the Gentiles.
But we who are on the way to salvation see it as the proof of God's power.
Let us pray. Grant us, Lord our God, that we may honor you with all our mind and love everyone in truth of heart. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.